Welcome back to Not Above It, the serious podcast for people who love unserious TV. It's not a serious podcast. It's a
No.
podcast for serious people. I'm going to fuck this up every week until we
Every
die.
time. And I'm
Every
never going to help you.
I know. Yeah.
I'm going to just
I mean, at a certain
mute.
point, I'm going to start doing it on purpose, and you're not going to know what it.
No.
No. Yeah. It's just going to become part of my brand.
Yeah, exactly. Just a mix of serious, unserious TV
It's the
podcast people.
idiot podcaster who can't land his own
Well,
tagline that he
that's
wrote.
okay. It's allowed. I don't know who are you?
Who am I, and
I don't
who
know.
are any of us in Jody
Who
Clayman
could
Jody Clayman's world? Who we are back
Oh,
this week
Jody.
discussing episode 3 of season 1 of The Real Housewives of Vancouver. We're doing a Bravo deep cut. After our first season covering the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Tasia, what do you think about this week's episode? Just broad strokes before we get into
Broad
it.
strokes, I'm really, really frightened. It's like watching an emotional horror movie in a way that, okay, so we've sort of hinted around this, and I'm sure this will come up again, but there's a rumor, a long-standing rumor about Canadians being nice. And for some reason, Americans believe this. And oh, they say sorry, and oh, they're so polite. Okay. But see,
We're finding out.
you're learning. This is anthropology. You're learning something about Canadian culture very specifically.
Canadian potlatch of meanness.
That's right. And let me tell you something. This episode, especially the way it ends, scared me.
To death. There's a lot of yeah. There's a lot of
Frightening.
there's a lot of like Coen brothers-esque sort of like, because I think in the US there's a similar misconception about the Midwest, especially the upper Midwest,
Yes,
especially
yes, yes, yes.
Wisconsin, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Northern Illinois, Michigan. People who live there are very nice. Outwardly, yes.
Yeah, sure. People do have certain kinds of manners, and they can be quite polite.
Frankly, I find that much more terrifying than like someone
Yes.
from, Connecticut or Long Island who is just going to be an asshole to you, and what you see is
Yeah.
what you get.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not afraid. That's the thing is like with some of the women on other Housewives franchises, it's like, "Oh, I know you're not nice and you would be horrible to be around." And I can just
Yes.
tell. And that's fine, and it doesn't scare me. It doesn't chill me. It doesn't send a shiver down my spine in the way that Jody in particular.
Because that smile does not reach her eyes.
No, she smiles like a predator. And beyond that, she reminds me of women I knew growing up, like who sounded exactly like her. And even now, to be very clear, my parents are obviously Canadian, but my stepmother sounds
Oh, so
exactly
that's how Canadians are made too. It's mommy and a daddy. They love each
mommy
other,
and
and
a
that's
daddy
okay. Got
usually.
it.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Yeah, yeah,
that's an
yeah.
international thing.
It's
Okay,
an international thing. There is maple syrup involved. I'm just saying. I'm sorry. I
no
don't know
storks
how because I've never had a child at all.
with
And
a Canadian,
certainly not in Canada.
and you never will have a child
I
with a Canadian.
never will.
Gonna be
Thank you,
interesting to
Dr.
see
Henry Morgenthaler. But my stepmom sounds exactly the same as Jody, except that she's a nice person. So it's like hearing my stepmom's voice coming, saying these horrible things. And so it's very uncanny. It's very weird. I'm having the time of my life.
There's something about aggression delivered with a smile that is 10 times more frightening than
Yes.
aggression delivered with like a snarl or some sort of like menacing expression. And so I grew up with a mother from New England and a father from the Midwest, and there could not be more distant styles of confrontation between the two. And consequently, I don't know how to confront anyone over anything. I don't know if I should keep it to myself. If I should lose my fucking cool.
Right. Either you blow your lid
I
or you
want to do
shove a lid on it
both.
so
Well,
hard.
no, it's I want to do both and then I end up doing nothing. That's what
Right.
happens.
Exactly. You want to put a lid on it. You want to blow the lid right off of it. And instead, what you do is you go get a cookie. It's,
No, I go to bed.
Yeah, but
Oh.
it's scary. It's
Yeah, which
really
is,
frightening.
yeah, it's going to be interesting for, if you and Max do have kids to see what the child of a Midwesterner and a Canadian looks like. It's probably not too far off from what both mom and dad are like.
Right. So the kid is either going to be extremely emotionally stunted or is going to be an almighty nightmare.
These two are not the two things can be true.
Yeah, so I guess we cracked the code, I guess.
We can hold multitudes. So
Oh.
this week's episode starts with I think our favorite, both of our favorites, Christina. I think you could probably
Yeah,
say that
I
she
really like Christy. I really like, despite the fact that she is suspected of being South African.
despite that musk ass accent, that was a lot of consonants
Musky,
to
we'll say
get
it's
my way.
musky.
Muskian.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like her though. I do like her. Yeah. She is easily my favorite.
We start with the day after her birthday party. She's hungover. She's rolling out of bed, mascara everywhere, hair sticking up everywhere. The reason I liked this scene is because it reminded me of like a certain kind of woman that we saw in media a lot in the 2010s, which was I call her like the Chelsea Handler woman, like the someone who drinks really heavily, kind of
Yeah.
doesn't care that they're a mess, has a lot of
No.
sex,
Yeah.
and
And
wakes up
usually blonde.
and usually blonde, and wakes up like this every day.
Yeah. No, it's real. This was a real architect for women just a little bit older than me. I am of an age that I see drinking like that and I go, yikes, scary. And because I know where it goes.
Well, we
And
see a little bit of that in this episode.
no comment yet. I know where the kind of drinking goes past a certain age, like past a certain age usually. It's not super fun. But there were women about 4 or 5 years older than me around this time, 2012, 2013, who I knew, and this is exactly this was Chelsea Handler is essentially who they wanted to be. And kind of who they were. And she is, in that moment, she really encapsulates that. Like, just constantly hungover. I have a headache. Big glasses. The big glasses are coming on to cover up the mascara shadow and the bloodshot eyes and the light wrinkles that are appearing, despite the Botox. I can't fix everything, guys.
I
Yeah,
mean, yeah.
it's a whole thing. It was a whole vibe.
It was a whole vibe. I'm trying to think of who other than Chelsea Handler, was there anyone who was sort of emblematic of that type of person, or was it really just everyone trying to be Chelsea
Chelsea
Handler?
Handler.
It might have just been, I
It
mean, I
really
think
might have
part of
just been her.
it could have been like a little bit of like an outgrowth of, because we were transitioning out of like mid early 2000s, like Britney, Lindsay, Paris kind of
Sleaze.
s disaster aspiration, and maybe to some extent the sort of Chelsea Handler of it all was like an elevation of that a
It
little bit.
was, but also like the people who you can think of, who at least ring a bell with this kind of a figure, might not be real people, but they're people, they're characters like Meredith Grey from Grey's Anatomy in the first like 5 years. This is her kind of
They're
the
disasters,
they're
kind of.
yeah, a kind of disasters.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit, it's an extension of like the Liz Lemon
She's
Broad
not that
City,
far off,
or
actually.
I was thinking Alana from Broad City a little bit
Yep.
was very
Yep.
much like the kind of the last one in a
Yeah, she well, and
way.
she was kind of a pothead. Like the yeah, there's it, there was a whole set sort of like this, but they were kind of characters. Now, did I know women actually like this? Yes, for sure. You know who else is also? Ooh, I don't even. You know what? I'm not even going to say her name because it'll upset me.
It will invoke something.
Yeah, it'll conjure something that I just think is best not to conjure. But there is another. No one likes her. You'll figure it out.
There's another, but no one likes her.
Yes. I'm putting it in the notes. You'll see it. You'll see it. Don't you worry. We can move on to whale sperm.
To whale sperm. So Jody and Reiko are at this spa. I'm seeing the name that Tasia is typing in the notes, and I agree. We shall
Same
not
idea,
invoke.
right?
We
And
shall not
we
invoke.
don't speak of
We
this. We
do
don't
not.
speak of this.
She who shall not be named. Jody and Reiko are at the spa, and they're getting some crazy face treatments done. Some combination of diamond dust and whale sperm. I have a couple of thoughts about this because Reiko is also. First of all, I poor Reiko, because I really think you should get informed consent before putting whale sperm on someone's face.
Any sperm.
They should not be finding out that the sperm is on their face in real time.
No. You should be warned well in advance that, oh, there's going to be sperm on your face. That's from anyone. Whales, boys, girls, I don't care. No surprise sperm.
No
That
surprise
is
sperm.
illegal. Illegal. It's
My
not good.
own notes say
Yeah.
say cetacean ejaculate. No cetacean ejaculate without informed consent.
Informed consent.
So Reiko raises a good point. How is whale sperm obtained? This is what makes me think Jody's lying. Because how are you gonna get
Yeah.
how who's going to get that? And how are they doing it?
So,
Well, I don't even know how
yeah.
to find a penis on a whale. I
I
always
mean,
thought they were just
frankly,
smooth down there, like a boat.
they don't lay eggs.
I know they don't, but I feel like it retracts until it's. Here's the
I
thing.
have.
Actually, there is something to this. I went on safari in South Africa, home of Christina
Yeah,
Kiesel,
that's right.
and I did see a bull elephant release his
Oh,
member, and it was shocking. Like
it's
that thing
very
is, they
enormous.
hit the ground.
Yes,
It like dunk, it hit
yes,
it
yes, indeed.
unspooled and it hit the ground. And so I think it's probably something similar with a whale where it's like, like it's
Guys, Jake is making hand
I'm making
gestures
Italian hand gestures for
about where
a
a whale
penis
penis
retracting up
goes.
into a whale.
So, I have no idea. And I don't, if I had the same thought as I was rewatching, because I think I've watched this episode 3 times, just
Three
because
times. Wow,
don't
you're
ask me.
so much more committed to this than
Don't ask. I
I
mean, you know, I'm going through things. Anyways, so I had this thought every time. It's like, what are we talking about when
am.
we are talking about
Whale
whale
sperm.
sperm? First of all, what kind of whale?
Yeah, that's important.
Because there's all sorts of different kinds of whales, and I
Yeah.
would like to know if it's like, is it an orca?
Because that, I don't, who
Because
wants to, that is a
they're
death,
mean.
yeah, that's a death wish. But also,
They
I'm sorry,
kill moose.
we're gonna circle back to that. If you walk up to an orca and try to ejaculate it, you deserve to die.
Yeah,
Like,
no, that's no good for you.
their people have been through enough. Like,
The
they've
orca
been, the
people?
orcas have been through enough. They have been sea-worlded, they have been corralled,
Correct.
they have been
Free Willy.
hoodwinked, bamboozled, and run amok.
Damn. Okay, Malcolm. For the killer
If
whales?
you try to harvest sperm from an orca, you deserve to get your
To be
arm
bitten in half. Like,
bitten.
yeah,
Yeah, fully.
you do. Sorry, bye. Who cares?
But my more pressing question, which is what Reiko's question inspired, is who thought, let me try this.
A great question. So this is an important question because the logical set of moves would be somebody ha
To
got
stumble upon some whale sperm.
well. So here, so the logical set of moves are thus, right? He's like somebody gets jizzed on the face. It produces some kind of
Effect.
effect, some kind of
Favorable
good
effect.
effect. This is fake, by the way. It's fake. It's more likely the case that what happened was somebody had a bit of an allergic reaction. They got a little pink in the cheeks, a little smooth, and thought it was a good thing. No. If you've ever gotten jizz in your eye, you know that shit is not good for you that way. No.
Oh my
So,
God, do you think someone got regular sperm on their face and they
yeah.
were like, wait,
We need to figure out
to make this even stronger, let's get the
which
biggest sperm available.
get the hugest
Let's get
sperm
the
we can.
blubby whale sperm.
This is making me think things, it's producing
Also,
questions
don't you think
about.
a blue whale sperm is like the size of a potato?
This is what I'm curious about now is like, are those still teeny weeny little cells? See, we don't do science. We might be serious, but we don't do science.
No.
No. I can barely add
I'm a doctor of
numbers.
juris. She's a doctor of philosophy.
Philosophy. Yeah.
I don't know what juris is, but it sounds like a word for whale sperm.
It's not.
Did you research this at all into the effectiveness of whale sperm? I know there's a thing like with perfume where like whale throw up is used, but it washes up on the shore.
But that's ambergris.
Right, but that's just
Ambergris,
throw up,
yeah.
right? So I'm wondering, maybe
Well, it's all kinds of stuff.
do you think they ejaculate at some point, and that it's so much that it just like coagulates in the water, and then it washes up on shore, and someone just realized that's sperm?
Hold on. We need to see. Okay, so here is the problem, and this is
Okay.
what this.
Just one problem,
So here's what she's actually talking about.
Mm.
She's talking about what appears to be called spermaceti. So spermaceti.
Spermaceti, like a cetacean, I
Ceti,
think. Yeah.
sure. Well, CETI.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a waxy substance. Thank you, Wikipedia. Stay free. Waxy substance found in the head cavities of the sperm whale.
She's such an idiot.
She's a moron.
She's such an. I'm
So.
actually angry because she presents herself as this like very articulate, smart, intellectual. She's a moron.
Yeah, she's an idiot.
Oh my God.
So
We just sat here for 8 minutes.
I know, talking about whale sperm and pontificating about, yeah. So it
This is
has
actually
a,
the worst thing she's done.
yeah, I know, I absolutely hate her. But it apparently it's a thing that's been used. It's a kind of oil that's been used in perfumes, cosmetics, all sorts of things
Got it.
for 500 years. It's just that it's from a sperm whale.
Damn. How do they get that? I don't want to know. Let's
It
move on.
washes up.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's like
It's like
snot.
ambergris.
It's
It's
snot.
like that.
It's snot. It comes out of the blowhole. It's
Oh
snot. Okay. It's whale snot. We got it.
my God. Which is
Jody.
somehow worse, you know.
Yeah, I can tell Reika was there under duress. Like they said it's whale sperm and her body like tightened up and she was like, what? And then Jody, of course, can't resist to like slut shame her, even though she's a married woman.
Can't help
She cannot
herself.
help herself. She
So
needs to
here's the
put
thing.
some she needs to be putting someone down at all times.
At all times, about everything.
That's her
But
kink, and
also,
we're gonna shame it. We're gonna shame it. And she would probably enjoy
yeah, that's
it.
what's really scary. But also, too, like, I have to wonder all the shaming about being slutty. I mean, you now I would think, oh, she's projecting, she's covering up about herself. I don't know that I believe this about her. I really think this is a very particular.
Oh, I believe she hates sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not like an irrational sense. I don't think there's like a
No.
political, I don't think there's not a politic behind
Nope.
it. There's not a
Mm-mm.
religious impulse behind it. I think it's a combination of sort of like a juvenile revulsion to sex.
Yeah, I think that's
And
right.
but also maybe, and this is common, when you're not good at it, you don't like people who are.
No. Well, there's also a and there's a big age gap between those kids.
Yeah, and when you're not getting it, and someone else is.
It feels terrible.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of like emotion and psychology tied up in like sexual rejection, right? Like
Oh, yeah.
it's like one of the most powerful impacts on like human thinking is like just sexual rejection, right? Like
Well,
it
yeah.
apparently it has like the same effect. I don't know if this is true, but I read something a while ago trying to understand sort of like the incel mindset a little bit, that apparently like sexual rejection can trigger similar chemical responses in the brain as just being punched in the face. Like you react to it in a very similar way, apparently.
Some of this absolutely makes sense. And also too, like the one of the things that we always want is for like the other person to want us. We want the other to want us. We don't even have to want them that badly. And so like outright rejection, sexual rejection is, yeah, oh my God,
Yeah,
it
I
sucks.
apparently. So what it is neuroscientific studies suggest that the neural regions of the brain triggered during sexual rejection, which are the dorsal anterior cingulate cortex and the anterior insula. I love brain like words for parts of the brain.
Brain
They're
words.
very insula is great. They are also associated with experiencing physical pain.
That makes sense. It makes sense. Like, it doesn't, it's not surprising
No, and
at all.
animalistically, if like Jody's coming from a place of like having experienced a lot of sexual rejection and having experienced that pain, like you have you what are your re what are you, what is your response to I mean, to some extent it's arguable that Christina sort of triggers those feelings all over again because she sees that Christina probably doesn't get rejected sexually all that often.
No.
And that
In fact,
type,
can be picky.
yes, and what do you do when faced with those triggers again? You either flee or you bare your
Bite.
teeth. And yeah. Anyway,
Yeah.
what a mess of a woman.
She really is just no good.
No. Christina and Marika meet up. I mean, this again, this whole episode is just lunch. It's a series of lunches.
Yes.
I'm finding
Many
the
lunches.
show is just mostly lunches. But
Many lunches.
Christina and Marika meet up to recap the party, and they specifically talk about like Jody's reaction to pretty much everything, and also like the gift that came from Ronnie, which was very insulting, which is, if you remember, was the t-shirt that said she was a
Yes.
was it a gold digger, like a hooker but smarter or
Yeah.
something? Yeah. And two things. Number one, I have a feeling the average hooker is way average sex worker is a lot smarter than either Ronnie or Jody. Like
I would
that's a career choice that
suspect.
takes a level of wiliness that I don't think either of these
Well,
women have.
I mean, at least surviving it certainly does. I
Yeah,
mean,
survival
like,
skills are a kind of intelligence for sure.
absolutely.
Oh,
But
yeah.
I like, it's just, it forces you to, I think, I have not done sex work, so I can't speak for that. And if we could have a sex worker come on and tell us, that would be great. But like, I think it, first of all, it does absolutely require survival. Like, you have to like be able to do you have to be able to do it. It does require certain amounts of marketing. It requires knowing
Yeah,
your
and nowadays,
clientele.
especially.
Poor God.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like it does require a lot of thinking, and the higher up in terms of how do I say this without being a terrible person, right? Is like the higher the pay scale, I suppose,
Yeah.
the more likely I think you as a sex worker have to be using this sort of wide set of skills rather than simply just having sex, which is
Yeah.
not the only thing that sex workers do, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's strippers or sex workers, excuse me, exotic dancers, dancers or sex workers. I mean, Jesus,
Sorry, I thought you
there's a
meant, I
lot to
mean,
it.
Jesus is a sex worker.
Jesus is a sex worker.
He did get into, he
Absolutely.
was into feet. He was into
He
feet.
was into feet.
Yeah.
He really was.
Didn't he use
But
someone's hair to wash feet?
someone
That's
used her hair to wash his feet.
still, that's
It's a
kinky.
lot. It was. It was. It was. I don't know if anybody got paid for it, though.
It's even kinkier, maybe. So The one thing that kind of upsets me, I mean, I felt very protective over Christina this episode, and that kind of only grew as the episode progressed and she weathered more abuse from these women. But what is really maddening to me is they seem to have these preconceived notions about her, that she's a gold digger, that she's highly sexual, that, she's a hooker, a smart hooker, basically. And so they have these preconceived notions, then they set up situations where they are trying to get her to act in this way that they disapprove of, so that she can confirm their preconceived notions of her. And then if
Absolutely.
she does something even small that kind of confirms that preconceived notion, they rake her over the coals for it. It is really upsetting to watch. Like the construction of that, I mean, they put her in the stocks essentially. It's humiliating.
Well, and it is a they are that is it, right? It's a humiliation. It's a humiliation ritual for all of them. Because again, she's young. She is the youngest. She's successfully, it seems, married two men and left them without prenups because they were annoying. I
And
love it.
she,
Good for
it seems
her.
like she chose, which is probably upsetting for some of these women, that she had the agency to walk away from situations that were not fulfilling her. And
Right, exactly.
maybe they cannot.
And well, and
Maybe
that's
Ronnie can't walk away from her husband who has his own house on the
which is
property.
bananas.
I know.
Well, and poor Reiko, when her husband is just,
Oh, well, we know the deal with Reiko.
of course we do.
We'll recap from last week. Reiko is now in love with a woman.
We're very happy for her,
Reiko just wanted some nice cars and some babies, and you
which
know
I
what?
get.
That
I'm
guy
fine with
got a he
that.
got a hot wife for a few years.
Yeah,
Everybody
at least 10.
came out of that, getting what they needed.
The kids' are names are insane.
Alize
Alizé and
and
Ashanti.
Ashanti.
What? Like, it's just like in it's like they're the wrong names for those children.
But it also feels very Vancouver to me because I've been
Ooh.
the more I read about Vancouver and people who are from Vancouver, like Reiko is like dyed in the wool, like from Vancouver, like
From
grew up in a
Vancouver.
suburb and like is very much about, she even has like a kind of style of speaking that feels very Vancouver-y.
Vancouver.
It seems very much like very similar to certain white working class regions of the UK. Which is probably where a lot of these people came from.
Yeah, that's th that yes, that is true.
And the naming, the nomenclature is very reflective, I think, of like, there's some little white girls with braids running around Newcastle
Oh
named
yeah.
Alize and Ashanti.
Named oh yes. Oh yes. It's a, I mean it's a thing. Look. It's a thing. The names, they threw me off. Every time I see the names, I'm like,
I know.
why did you name those children this?
I
What
know.
did they
Yeah.
do?
They're beautiful children, though. Oh my
They're
God.
beautiful. Oh
Gorgeous
my
children.
goodness. Oh my goodness.
One quick thing, speaking of motherhood, is when Marika and Christina are talking about Jody. I really appreciated Christina talking about being so drunk that she started trolling Jody like mid-conversation, where she was like, "I admire you so much. You are the type of woman that I want." She said, "You are the epitome of what a wife and mother should be." And she can't even deliver the line with a straight face, which is honestly, I relate to that so much because if there's someone, it is so much more fun too. And I think Christina should do more of this. I don't think she will, but when there's someone you don't like, it's so much more fun to indulge them and to play along in the moment than to confront them. Like to
Oh
it's
yeah.
it's really fun.
Oh yeah, confront, like that's the thing, is there's many ways to confront an issue, and this is one of them.
And it's
Is
genius.
and it does work.
It
It can
does.
either turn the volume down on them where they just are like, oh, maybe I misjudged
Well,
this.
she just left after in her little
Yeah,
tiara. She
or
just stomped
they leave.
away.
Her tiara.
A little
That was so
tiara.
strange.
It's
It wasn't your
fashion. It's
birthday,
fashion
girl.
forward.
Okay. It isn't. The worst ex on the worst extensions.
Also, it's extremely fashion backward. Like, are you getting on the Titanic? Like, what?
You know what? Hopefully. Put Jodie on the Titanic. Put her, you know what? Put her on Ocean Gate.
Get her down there right now. I don't,
Send her.
I think she'll survive. I think she'll come back. I think she would wash up with some whale sperm
Most likely.
on the shores of British Columbia. The main thing is they're all like Ronnie and Jody are basically just very angry, and we're going to see this
Yes.
manifest later on in the episode. They're angry that basically Christina is not visibly embarrassed or upset by their
Yeah.
efforts to embarrass her. And
Yeah.
Christina does get upset in this episode, but it always feels more like she's upset that she's being yelled at. It's a very childish reaction. It's like,
It
oh, she's
is.
yelling at me. I'm not actually embarrassed about what happened because these photos they took of me at my party don't matter because I was in front of fucking television cameras anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's very obvious that she just
No.
does not care. She's not ashamed. She doesn't
No.
care. She's just like, yeah, okay. I
And
got naked at my 30th birthday and
I look
somebody took pictures
phenomenal.
and I look amazing
Yeah.
in the stupid shirt that you bought me.
Yes.
Like, good for her. But
Yeah.
yeah, it's very clear that when she's getting emotional, what she's getting emotional at is that these people are being assholes to her.
Well, I also want to point out, and we're going to talk about the pictures later on, like what Ronnie did nowadays constitutes a
Is
crime.
a crime.
It's a crime. And she's extremely lucky that British Columbia did not have revenge porn laws on the book that weren't enforced in 2012. Because I
Yeah,
mean, this
no.
is the kind, this is what Kenya Moore got fired for on
Yeah.
Atlanta, essentially. I mean, what she did was allegedly much worse than this.
Damn,
She
Kenya.
like found photos of one of her castmates apparently, allegedly, purportedly engaging in sex acts, and she blew it up on like poster board and like showed people, which is
Yeah,
bananas. That is,
that's
I
not
am
okay. You
no,
can't
that
be doing
is
that.
no. I mean, civilly, that's not okay. Criminally, that's
Well,
not okay. It's
Jody threatened to do it with these pictures of Christina.
well, they did. They clearly posted them all over the internet. I mean, I guess if I'm and if I'm Jody and Ronnie's lawyer, I'm going to say, well, she got on a television camera. This is
Television
all.
show.
She clearly didn't intend for these photos to be to these to this to be private. But
Yeah.
no, but like the intent to humiliate was clear. Before we get back to that, let's talk about Mary a little bit. Poor Mary.
Poor Mary, so forgettable.
Mary is starting a scarf line, which is like such I it's such a classic housewife like side hustle because it's like
It
theoretically
is.
kind of glamorous. It's sort of like fashion adjacent. It's an accessory. It's just fabric, but like they're just buying fabric from fabric stores and cutting it into scarf shapes. But it's totally frivolous. But it's also like it's not enough of a project. It's not like a She by Sheree situation where if it doesn't work out, she can't just pull out and be like, oh, that was just a
Yeah.
cute little like scarf capsule collection that my girlfriend and I did for 2 seconds. And if no one buys it, it's fine, you know?
Right. Yeah, no. It's yeah. It is, I mean, it's so watching her putting like placing these scarves and talking about these scarves. First of all, yes, absolutely, it is a classic housewife's business venture. On the entrepreneurial spirit of the housewife appears exactly in the scarf line, but also like the scarves of 2012. Like I'm being like blown back at the memory of
The
like these.
chiffon of it
The
all.
chiffons, the fake pashminas, these
Yeah.
fucking scarves, the infinity scarves,
Forgot
like
how much scarves were a
scarves were such
thing.
a thing.
Yeah.
And like, don't get me wrong, I love a good scarf if it's cold and whatever. Like I love like a big scarf. Yum. But it's like wearing a blanket. But these are like fashion scarves and they look awful.
They look really bad.
They're one of those things that like don't translate from
No.
that part, that time in fashion,
I mean,
like
her
the
whole
ever.
outfit, if you, when she was like toddling down the street with her like brown skinny jeans and her like blouse, peplum, like silky peplum top
Oh
and like
God.
the little cropped cardigan at the top.
Oh my
It's,
God.
yeah.
Oh yeah, it was a rough time.
It was a
And
rough time. It
everybody,
was a
we.
very top-heavy time. It was a lot of like accessorizing up here,
Oh yeah, lots of
and
necklaces, scarves, and skinny
very, and then
jeans.
slim, minimalistic from the waist down.
Oh yeah. And now like I know for me,
Now
It's
it's
the exact opposite.
tiny tops and big pants.
Tiny tops, big pants. And I will even deign to do a big top, big pants. I
Yeah,
love
why
it.
not?
Like, let's get crazy in here.
Let's get big
And
with
I will
it.
also go full clown core with the pants. Not only will they be big, they'll be crazy. And I'm sure I will look back at this and go, huh, weird. But I'm never going back to
No,
2012. Oh
no.
my God.
They're gonna try to bring skinny jeans back, and
It's underway.
I will not participate.
No, the men really don't need to be involved.
Nobody should be involved. Nobody should
Nobody
be.
should be involved. They're not comfy, guys.
No, they never were. I don't know what we were
Mm-mm.
thinking.
Mm-mm.
But Ronnie calls while Mary's talking about her scarf line with her business partner. This poor woman, Denise or something. I don't know what her name is. She looks like a Denise,
She does feel a
but
bit, or Deborah.
Deborah, something like that. But
Yeah.
Ronnie tells her on the phone that she is, quote, massively buzzed, which is, I think, Canadian for shit faced, just
Well,
obliterated.
this is the thing, is like, whoa, massively buzzed, not a thing anyone I know would say
Yeah.
ever.
And I
And
guess it's worth noting these are two Americans.
it is worth noting that. Yeah, no, not massively buzzed. You might she, now, would she have said buzzed? Yes, that is definitely a Canadianism. But it's not for shit face, it's for tipsy. Or that like
She was
little,
beyond. She
she
was
was fucked up.
well beyond tipsy. What I did notice though is she calls and says she's on her way over, and then she arrives, and everybody's in a different outfit with new hairstyles. So the drunken scene was clearly filmed at a very different time from the preamble to Ronnie arriving. And I think it's probably because, I'm guessing from a production standpoint, no one knew that Ronnie was shit-faced before she arrived. She arrived, was trying to hide it. It was evident to everyone in the room, especially that poor business partner who's probably like, what have I got myself into? That she was out of her mind. And then after the fact, Mary filmed that scene that was like, Ronnie's on her
Yeah.
way over. She says she's a little buzzed, like to,
Yeah.
make it not so jarring for the viewer, because otherwise, whoo.
Yes, 'cause she was wasted. She was
Wasted.
mangled. Like that's
Yes.
a Canadian term, is mangled.
Mangled. Well, yeah, she was mangled. I mean, you ever look at someone and you're like, I know that you're gonna talk to me, and I'm gonna just get some hot white wine breath right in the face.
Oh, it's like, yes,
And
and that's,
you're gonna talk to me, and you're gonna look at my nose.
yeah, because you're trying to focus on one thing because your eyes are starting to move in different directions. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I
That
will
white wine drunk
say
is gnarly.
she
Oof.
I will say she was fucking funny though.
She was. She was having a great time.
She put on all the scarves. She was doing like the Jack Skellington dance and had a little top hat on. It was pretty
Yeah, she was
good.
having a blast at everyone else's expense,
Yeah.
but she was having a blast. She was just having fun.
So Mary and then Christina, who are kind of like seem to be forming a coalition, meet up for another lunch the next day. And
Lots of lunch.
apparently, according to Mary, Ronnie blames Mary for her being so drunk. And I think the version of it we're getting from Mary is like, Ronnie thinks that I like pushed more alcohol on her when she was already drunk. It's not my fault that she was already drunk when she arrived. I think Ronnie's version of it probably was, you didn't tell me. It's possible Ronnie didn't know there were cameras there.
It's possible.
This is early enough in the Housewives legendarium that there may have been some unethical production tactics
Yeah,
being
that's
done at the
definitely true.
time that would not happen today.
Right. Yeah.
And
So, yes.
what Ronnie can't say is, you tricked me into coming to this boutique shit-faced, and you got me on camera, and I was not in my right mind to consent to being on camera. But she can't say that because the fourth wall is still very much intact.
Is very there. So it could be something like that. It could also be that like relatedly, that she genuinely didn't know like that the filming was taking place, that Mary didn't even think to communicate it, right? Because we're on this TV show where the first season has not aired. We're in the midst of it.
It's a Tuesday afternoon. We're
It's a Tuesday
working.
afternoon, and I'm at work, or whatever this, side hustle is. I'm working, whatever. And she's called and said she's coming over. And she said, I've had a couple of cocktails, but I'm like, I'm, you know, as a good alcoholic does, is fine. And yeah, like there's definitely several ways this could have been miscommunicated about, and that still don't quite make it Mary's fault per se that she
No.
drank two bottles of wine after drinking several cocktails.
I know, wild.
That's Canadian drinking.
I mean,
Like that
in
is
the first episode, she was like,
pure.
remember when Christina like flaked on her for a drink? She was like, I've had 3 glasses of wine already. And
It's
I'm
been
like,
40 minutes. I've
it's
had
been
three
40
glasses. What?
minutes.
Oh my
What?
God.
Oh my
Oh,
God. It's not Gatorade,
No, but
girl.
that's Canadian drinking. Like
It's like getting as much in such a in as short a time as possible.
absolutely. It is a it we're power drinkers. Like we really are. People don't understand.
So
Americans
interesting.
don't understand how
No.
hard Canadians drink.
No.
But and like just regular. Like it's not, oh, this person's an alcoholic, this person's got a problem. Sure, yes, that does exist, but on average, people drink like crazy.
Wow.
It's like British style drinking.
Yeah, but British style drinking usually ends with some sort of like violent confrontation.
Yeah,
Like
no,
someone.
Canadians, it ends with like passive aggression
Or just passing out.
or falling down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sort of listing to the side
Oh, yeah.
into a snowbank.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
I think we were like toggling back and forth between this Mary and Christina lunch and a no, we're not. Sorry, I'm jumping ahead. Now we can talk about the photos because Ronnie is like behaving in such a diabolical manner. She is at home talking about these photos of Christina. She's showing her sons, one of whom is a minor,
Which is crazy.
which is really crazy. And
Criminal.
it's criminal, and also like it's annoying because it's so clearly contrived because everyone knows she willingly got in front of TV cameras to do this.
Yeah.
So this like objectionable behavior that you keep saying her behavior is shocking. I don't like that behavior. But it's like the photos are not the like if the behavior is the problem,
Yeah.
the photos are secondary. The photos seem like
Entirely.
a tool almost to make her feel ashamed for her
Yeah.
behavior. It's
Well,
this
but this
weird,
is
it's really strange, like Pacific Northwest Puritanism that I didn't know
Well, I
existed.
mean, it's this kind of stuff that is how lots of people get nailed on what we now call revenge porn, like for real. Is like it's not always like people maliciously share. Oh well, it is malicious, but like maliciously sharing the photo, like private
It's
photos
not
of an
partner,
ex.
partner. It's often
Yeah, it's
third
often
parties.
not that. It's often like
It's
something
kids
happened at a party.
it's high schoolers getting someone's nudes and sending it to all their friends.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing about this is these women are 50.
Which, by the way, not legal advice, but people should know that most revenge porn laws count each time you send it as a separate count. So
Oh, damn. That's crazy.
kids, if you're listening, you shouldn't be.
Don't
But if you
take
are,
pictures and send them.
don't send anything to anyone ever.
Frankly, you know what?
Talk to your
Go
mom,
out into
call your grandmother.
your backyard, dig a little hole, put the phone in there,
Yes.
put dirt on top of it, go inside,
Then pick up a
grab a
rotary
book.
phone and call your grandmother.
That's right. Rotary phone. You can figure this out. It's not that hard. We all figured it out. Grab the rotary phone, call your grandma, and then after that, ask her for $20 so you can go to the Scholastic Book Fair and get a book.
Yep. I don't care if you're 17.
I don't care if you're 40.
You're gonna read Captain
You're going to
Underpants.
read Captain Underpants. You're going to read Captain Underpants. You are, since none of y'all read
You're gonna
anything.
shut up. You're gonna read The Babysitter's Club.
That's right. And you're going to make sure that phone stays buried out in the yard.
Yep.
No more of this.
No
I'm sick
revenge
of it.
porn.
No revenge porn. Don't take pictures of it. frankly. Like, just don't. You don't want people taking pictures of you. Maybe you
No.
do, but that's weird. It's weird. It's weird behavior. Like, I am frightened of having people
Yeah,
take pictures of me.
unless it's your 30th birthday and some mean old women have given you a gold digger t-shirt and you look great.
And you look amazing.
You look phenomenal. Don't take photos of yourself in your lingerie. Just
Don't bother. Just don't bother. And if you want to take photos of yourself in your lingerie, if you want to take naked pictures of yourself, if you want to do that, you need to go to the CVS. You need to grab, you can get them off Amazon too, but CVS, they'll be lickety split. You don't have to wait. You get one of those disposable cameras.
Okay, I'm gonna
You take
stop
the
you right
pictures.
there. I'm gonna stop you right there. Because some creep is gonna have to
You can figure out
develop those photos.
figure out how to develop them yourself. Get a Polaroid. There you
Go
go.
out in
Problem
the
solved.
backyard, dig up your phone, make the hole bigger, dig yourself a dark room, start developing your
There you
photos.
go. And that is legal advice
That is,
from me, a
yes.
non-lawyer.
Yes, a
That's how you do
non-ferrous.
it. No, honestly, get yourself a Polaroid.
Yeah, there you go. Polaroid. Yeah, because you know
Get a
what?
Polaroid.
And actually, Polaroids are very flattering.
They look amazing,
Because the
almost
flash and
always.
like you can't see any blemishes, no
And that, yeah,
crevices,
they
no
blur
like it's
really
all
nicely.
yeah. A Polaroid
Yeah,
is
get a
nice.
Polaroid.
It's a nice touch. Can you put it in a little cigar box?
Carry it
Bury
around.
that shit in the backyard. Someone's gonna find it in 100 years.
That's it. That's it. And maybe in 100 years, you will have a banging body like Christina.
Yeah.
And someone will dig up those old Polaroids and they'll see it, and you will live forever. You will
And
be
yes.
reincarnated as a lotus flower. There you go.
They're gonna put your cigar box in a Museum of Anthropology. It's gonna say,
Yes.
dug up in suburban
That's
Connecticut,
right.
2028, the year the world ended. Reiko, probably our second favorite, I think.
Yeah, I like
She's a little
Reiko. She's
boring,
cute.
but
She's cute, though.
she's sort of a neutral element, which I think you need on shows like this.
Yes.
She goes boxing and then she goes and gets Botox immediately after,
From her South African doctor.
which is very, is he South African too?
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
That's
okay.
South African, not trying to hide the accent, not has like grew up in South Africa.
Are they all hiding in Vancouver?
There's lots of South Africans in Canada.
But are they in
Ton.
Vancouver specifically?
I don't know, but I
See.
know they exist all across Canada. It's possible, yes. And also too, it can be the case that people like started in sort of the East and, get an opportunity to move west. That does happen.
Okay, so 41.7% are in Ontario, Toronto, probably. But
Most likely.
second place, 29.9% in British Columbia.
There
Then,
it
of
is.
course, I really would have thought, because in America, a lot of them go to Texas. Because you can have like zebras down there. You can like own a game reserve down in Texas. I would have thought they would have been more in like Calgary, Edmonton.
And where are they?
They're mostly in Toronto, but
Mostly in
I
Toronto. Oh,
yeah,
I thought you
but
were going to give me like a
I,
third place.
no. About a little under half are in Ontario, Toronto, and about a third are in British Columbia,
BC.
and like 17% are in Alberta. And then from there on, it's negligible.
It's they're wherever, if at all. No, that makes perfect sense to me. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. But yes, that's a South African. Yes. Yes, indeed. I'm sure he did a great job, though. And he did tease her, which was kind of fun.
Well, here's the thing is, and I guess Reiko was sort of in on the joke a little bit, but like these conversations are so funny to me because they're like, oh, I want to look natural. Well, it's not happening.
For? You want to look like you've had Botox.
I love how these doctors are like, oh, it looks natural. They're gaslighting them. It's like, you look
Oh,
like you've had
yeah.
Botox. And Reiko was a little in on the joke. She was like, this is my stern
Yes.
mommy face, and she can barely knit her eyebrows together. And she had to sort of like use her whole neck to make a frown,
It's
which
like,
was,
I've still got my frown. It's
it
like,
looks
you
painful.
may have a stroke, but you have your frown, I guess. Yeah, no. Like, that's the thing about like those particular like Botox fillers, especially those two, is like you're not trying to look natural. You're trying to look like you have had Botox or you've had fillers. Like, it's okay.
But I wish we would tell people who have bone structure like her, like that is not something like you can wait. Like when you have like
Yes.
such high cheekbones, like she has like beautiful cheekbones, very sculpted face, great jawline. There's not a lot of like buccal fat. There's not a lot of like extra stuff going on in her face like the way that I have. And I don't think she needs to like pull anything up. It's all pretty much like right up against the bone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I yeah,
It's just
but it's
making her look puffy.
but that's the thing that but that's the thing that she's trying to achieve, right? Is she's not trying to make it have it look like she's trying to achieve it looking like she's had Botox, which is a very particular look.
And you and I see, oh my God, she has such like beautiful high cheekbones. And what a doctor tells her is, oh, your cheeks are a little hollow.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very good at
Exactly.
taking a quality and turning it into a negative.
Yes, indeed.
So then Jody and her daughter Mia, we're getting to see more of Mia, and the more I see of Mia, know of Mia, the more sad I get. They are having a lunch, which is
As
apparently
ever.
all women do in Vancouver is have lunches. And they're fighting over, I guess she like went to London to study French cooking, which it feels like a very rich kid thing to do. Like, I want to go
The
to France.
cordon bleu.
I want
The
to.
weird thing about that is there's cordon bleus in Canada.
I
She was
know.
clearly trying to get away from her mother.
Yes. Yes, and she was clearly doesn't speak French well enough to go do it in Paris.
No.
But this is clearly like a contrived conflict. Like I didn't buy this for one second. Like the whole like, oh, don't go to London right now because I need you at the sh
No.
I need you at my weird restaurant shop
What is that?
that has like a kitchen in the back and dresses for sale. And I mean, it seems it's. I mean, based on what I've we're gonna do a special episode, I think maybe at the end about what happens to Jody and Mia after this show wraps because some wild stuff happens. And I wouldn't eliminate the possibility that that store, the core function of that store is not to actually earn Jody money.
No, I'd say that that's not the
If you
case.
can read between the lines that I'm putting down without putting them down, the store is also upsetting to look at. It feels like a giant, messy closet. Like there's all these
Yes.
boxes everywhere. It doesn't, I'm like, the customers feel like people they just pulled in off the street. It's very, it's not, it's giving like we're on the show to try and make this brand look legitimate, but it's
But
not.
it's not. This is a business for something else.
Yeah. They all, I think it's Reiko, Jody both go to Ronnie's three homes, which is wild. They own three homes next to each other. Which puts Jennifer Tilly to shame. Jennifer Tilly's on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this season, and she's a fucking delight. She is in
I've heard nothing but good things.
she's maybe one of the best women to ever be on any of these shows. She is just delightful. She owns two homes that are next to each other, and this is great. It's one home to live in, and then her second. I think you're gonna like this. This feels like a Tayshia move. If Tayshia had a lot of money, this is what Tayshia would do. Tayshia would have her like little house that's for her to live in, and then a house next door for people to come to. Like,
Oh, 100%. Oh,
that's
yeah.
for parties.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I love that.
I knew you would.
And here's the funniest thing about where I'm living right now. It's the woods, but there is an apartment where I live, and that is my space. And Max sleeps in there. My husband sleeps in there too. But that's where I live. And then anytime anybody's coming to the house, I may spend big parts of the day in this house, the big house, but nobody comes over there. This is exactly my
Yeah,
dream.
well, you and Jennifer Tilly have that in common. But Ronnie
Perfect.
has three houses. I don't know why. One of them, apparently, I think everyone lives in. Second one, don't know anything about. Third one is her husband's man cave.
It's probably where she keeps her sons. Boys
Which
are dirty.
I sort of get.
Yeah, boys are gross.
They're, I guess, combining all three houses into one house, but they're going to keep. I don't know if it's three houses or if it's. two houses that they're combining.
It's really too many.
It's too many. They're all next to
If
each
we're
other.
being
Her neighbors
serious.
probably fucking hate her.
She seems like a nightmare, honestly. She doesn't seem like she's nice.
For a number of reasons. It's wild that her husband has his own home with its own entrance.
So clearly somebody doesn't like somebody.
Draw your own conclusions.
I've drawn mine.
One thing I liked is, and this was foreshadowing perhaps to Reiko's future, is how much she fucking loved the man cave. I was like, it
Yeah.
was so good.
Yeah.
She was like, oh my God, there's a garage, the cars spit, there's a dojo.
Yep. She looked thrilled. She was like,
Dope.
oh. Oh. Disappointed in her own life for just a split second, just that moment where she's, it's not quite emerged yet, but the wheels are starting to turn
It's coming.
and it's coming. And good for
Yeah.
her. We're all on our own journey. Sometimes it takes more time than others would like,
I
but
love a
she was.
journey of sapphic self-discovery for anyone.
Yeah, and frankly, like we said it earlier, right? She got a lot out of that,
Yeah,
if we're
she.
being serious, at
Yeah.
least for the while that was happening.
Oh, as an arc, I love a housewife having the family life, getting the kids, playing domestic goddess, and then having a late in life lesbian emergence. That is a
That's it.
common theme, and I appreciate it.
I love it for her.
I think we can skip talking about Christina going horse shopping. It was sort of funny, but my only note is that Christina is a cartoon of a rich person.
Yes, she is a cartoon of a rich person. And this is why it's part of why I know spiritually she is a South African, is this sort of obsession, not just obsession, but like this true desire to live a very British wealthy life. That, yes, lots of South Africans also are, lots of white South Africans are not British and in fact hate the British, but there are a number who are not like that. And the other ones are farmers. So they also like big
They
animals.
like
So,
rambling and
yeah, rambling. They like not paying their workers.
I thought you were
They,
gonna say she likes subjugating things.
no, I don't think it needs to be said. We all know what we're talking about. But yeah, like she has this thing, and it's not ranchy. That's if it, she was from Australia, she would be ranchy.
No,
She's not ranchy.
it's a state energy.
It's a state energy
Yeah.
and maybe farm energy. And I think now she has a farm. I'm just saying.
It's a little, it's plantation-y, one might
Yeah,
say.
that one might use. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, horse shopping.
I was,
She
I
seems to have
mean,
a lot of money, though.
I don't even know if she really bought the horse, though. It wasn't clear if, she was like, also, I don't know if she's like playing up, like, I don't know who's going to buy it. It's like, I can't help but like hear Kim Cattrall's like
Yeah.
Samantha voice whenever she talks, but
Well.
also a woman with a weird accent from British Columbia. So.
Wait a second. Wait a
She's
minute.
like, I guess she's British, but she was raised in British Columbia, I think. But I think she's originally English. So she
I
has that
think
sort of
that's right.
like,
Yeah, she's from Liverpool.
she has that sort of toned down accent that people who, British expats get when they spend a lot of time in their childhood somewhere else.
Yes, like my dad, RIP.
Oh,
Same idea.
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Now I have a good friend who was born in Hong Kong to British parents, raised in Hong Kong, then moved to England, and then moved to the US for college. And Americans think she sounds British, and British people think she sounds American.
Of course,
It's a very, yeah. So after Christina maybe does not buy her horse. The horse is beautiful, by the way. Like,
Yes.
gorgeous. Oh my God. It was really, I understand why she was so stunned by it. But, Ronnie and Jody meet up for another meal.
Another meal. We're doing
And
lunch.
this is where like the mutual feelings about Christina really come to a head. They take a moment to talk about Mary possibly being responsible for Ronnie drinking, which is just wild to me.
Okay.
Also, if Jody didn't like Ronnie, or if Jody didn't see Ronnie, I shouldn't say like. If Jody didn't see Ronnie as like a useful ally,
Yes.
she would be all over that blaming Mary for her. Like, this woman loves to blame people for their own reactions to what she says or what she does. Like, the
Yes,
idea
for
of
sure.
someone sitting in front of her and trying to shift accountability for like for a an active choice they made to drink 3 bottles of wine. If
Yeah.
anyone else said that to Jody, she would have ripped into them. But because this woman is a useful ally in the moment, she's just like, oh, maybe.
Oh, maybe. Who knows? I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, this was a huge exercise in concern trolling. You said it last week. Again, I don't think I ever really understood. Just like I never understood last week, I kept saying I didn't know what playing in someone's face meant, really, in
Yeah.
practice. I don't think I
Yeah.
really knew what concern trolling was
This is it.
until I had seen it in practice. And Jody is a Hall of Fame baller
Oh,
concern
yeah.
troll.
For sure.
Even with her own daughter, she's like, remember when they were like
Yeah.
fighting about who's going to apologize? And she was like, I need you to say I'm sorry. And then she texts her the apology. Like, that was a crazy coping mechanism to watch in real time. To
Oh,
watch her like
yeah.
text her sorry while she's in the room and then have her still be like, yeah, but I just need you to say it.
And she still is like,
And then she said it, and Jody didn't return the favor, which is,
no.
that was also a
After,
huge.
like, even if that drama is contrived, whatever,
The energy was real.
the energy was real. And also, like, canceling this feel, what that felt like to me is this may have not been happening right then,
But at
but it
some
was a
point it
thing that
happened.
has happened where she canceled her tickets to somewhere that she both needed and wanted to go because they fucking hate each other. And clearly it's about it's something related to whatever this canceling of tickets thing is. And that is a nasty fucking move. And I don't even think you can do that anymore, to be
I
fair.
don't think you could do it back then. It's fraud.
Well, yeah, it's completely fraud.
It's identity theft. But then Mia's talking about doing it to her mom, extending her line of credit. Like,
Yes, that one is super illegal.
it's
Can
wild.
Oof, criminals.
But they're both talking about Christina dancing around, having a good time at her 30th birthday, and couching it in all this, like, well, I'm just very concerned about her behavior. And like, someone should help her, someone should talk to her.
Yeah, someone should bring her under their wing.
Which is like, ugh, sickening. But
Get out of here. Ooh, yuck.
so I guess as an extension of that, Jody and Christina meet up for coffee the next day, which is a
Yes, Ronnie
wild
doesn't have
encounter.
time to take her under her wing.
No, because she's
So,
busy juggling wine bottles in her
yeah,
three
and doing
houses.
that house. Yeah. I mean, that seems like a lot of steps in a day moving between those three houses, I will
And
say.
exercising with her weird former Queen's Guard trainer that
That's
she,
such a load of shit.
I know, but weird sexual energy with that guy. Like, it's he was like feeding her water from the Aquapana bottle, which was crazy.
Ugh.
I mean, there were so many things that were bullshitty about that scene. One, that he's probably not Queen's personal guard.
No,
But
this is a
also,
thing that British people move to Canada say.
of course, yeah. With his fake ass accent that's from Hong Kong or Singapore, not from
Yeah, like
But as we see water, would you like some water?
some water. Yeah, no, it's a load of shit.
But also, what equally a load of shit is, like, Ronnie has never fucked that man.
No.
She was trying to do the whole like
Yeah,
sex
maybe
kitten,
not.
which is interesting
Oh.
because this is what she is shaming Christina for, is acting
Correct.
like a sex kitten.
Well, and her husband's house is covered in porny pictures of her.
Yes.
Like, come on, guys.
Which goes to tell which tells me this is a lot of projection about someone's own feelings of inadequacy and
For sure.
inability to perform sexually, maybe.
Yes.
But anyway, Jody and Christina are meeting up for coffee. Jody is wearing the weirdest shoes I've ever seen in my life.
Slippers, apparently.
Prada slippers with like faux fur on the top.
Who
They
gets
they're
it?
like immediately flat against the ground. It's like, you know how flip-flops have like a there's like a solid piece of rubber between you and the sidewalk. Like,
Yeah,
it's not
these
your
are like These are like cardboard.
The edges of her heel, her crusty heel, was making contact with the Vancouver pavement with every step, which is
Oof.
crazy. But I think it was a message, right? It's like, I've been in bed all day taking meetings. I just threw this on to come see you because I don't give a fuck about you. It was very
Yeah.
much signaling something with the outfit choice.
Yes.
Whereas Christina had like all these jewels on and like was very done up, and it made me sad because I was like, you don't need to, it's the opposite. Like, you don't need to impress this woman. She needs to impress you because
Yeah, your
it's
scam is pristine, girl.
yes.
Like, it's
She's
okay.
still stuck in hers. One thing that I think is going to come up later is that Christina mentions something about Mia. Like, she's very cryptic about, apparently that we I think we heard an episode or two ago from Reiko that like Mia and Christina have history. They know each other. There's bad blood. We don't
Mia
really
and did you say
know.
Reiko?
No, Mia and Christina.
Oh, yes.
I think Reiko mentioned
Yeah,
that,
that's right.
or Mary, someone mentioned that
I think,
Christina and
yes.
Mia have history and bad blood. And the second she even brings up Mia's name, Jody starts. Here's the thing. When someone immediately starts threatening to sue baselessly, you have struck gold.
Yeah, you're somewhere. You're
You've stumbled
somewhere.
upon some whale sperm. Jackpot. So she says, I'm going to sue you if you talk about my kid. Kids are off bounds. Well, then don't include your child in scenes where you're actively shit, your adult child
Yeah, your adult
who
child.
your adult child who wants to be on the show as a housewife,
Clearly.
clearly, who is doing all the housewife things. And if you're going to actively put that energy out there, you have to be ready to receive it as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like I like they break this, like we said, they break this rule all the time. I agree. You shouldn't talk about minor children. Like, no, you actually shouldn't do that. Yes, we're laughing about these kids' names, but it's not really about them. I don't care. Alizé and Ashanti, whatever. Ah, da, 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 da. I'm also not on the show and it's not 2012. They're adults now. But talking about another adult.
Also, we're talking about their mother's decision to name them that, not anything
Yeah, I'm not
about
really
them
talking
as
about them.
people.
Not at all. But you're talking about an adult child of someone, I don't fucking care.
I would maybe care if that child is like, I didn't want, my mom chose to be a part of the show. I don't want to be a part of the show. I have a career. Please don't talk about me.
Yes. Well, that's
Yes.
because that's an
Like,
adult who has said,
yeah.
I don't consent to being involved. Do
Yeah.
not involve me.
People don't realize that Erica Girardi, Erica Jane, her son is an LAPD cop. And people didn't realize this because he was like, you cannot talk about me on
Yes.
that show.
Yes, and now it's they've been in court. He's been in court recently.
The son? I don't think so.
He was a witness. I've seen his face.
Oh, maybe because there was a break-in at it's a very famous line. Like, Erica talks about someone breaking it. It's like a she delivers this like monotone, like someone broke into Tom's house. He confronted the burglar, blah, 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 and it's like this 5 minute long. It's like sort of a memeable moment, but apparently her son was there to,
No, that's not
no?
what it is. He was at
Oh.
A$AP Rocky's trial.
Oh,
He testified in A$AP
interesting.
Rocky's trial.
Against ASAP Rocky, I'm guessing.
I don't know. I didn't
I
pay
mean,
that much. I didn't pay enough attention.
they
His
don't
name is
let
Tommy Zizzo. He's a police officer. Zizzo.
Zizzo sounds like a standard northeastern Italian cop last name.
Yeah, but get out of here.
Tommy Zizzo. Anyway, so I'm if it's a situation like that where
Yeah,
mom has
then.
decided to be on the show, the adult children don't want to be a part of it. But if you are actively engaging in the
Right.
trappings of being a housewife and clearly angling to be cast yourself, and you're talking shit and you're sending revenge porn and you are laughing like a maniac looking off into the middle distance because you're so traumatized by your own mother you don't even realize it,
Yeah.
then I'm sorry, darling, you're part of it.
Yeah, you don't get to have both those things at once. You don't get to be off limits and also a part of the show. That's just not how that works. Not as an adult. Like, no, I'm sorry.
We talked about this with Lisa Barlow too. Like, people have to stop saying I'm going to sue you because you said something I didn't like.
Yeah.
It immediately removes all credibility. It makes you look wacky. And it also gives people this misconception that it's incredibly easy to sue people, and it's incredibly
It's not.
not.
No, it's not. It's really not. Yeah. So I don't know. The one thing that I really appreciated, and I can't, it wasn't during, no, it was when Christina was meeting with Marika, was she called Mia a skank. And I miss that word.
That's a good word.
I miss calling, not even just calling people skanks. I just miss saying skank.
Skank is good.
It's a great word, and
That's like a Mean Girls
yes.
throwback. Like
Yeah, it's,
Grodsky Little Biatch is a good one too.
yeah, it's, yeah, it's of an era that
No.
is past, but it was still a thing
No.
in
What does a
2012.
skank mean? Is it sexual, or is it just, I always thought it was kind of like a cleanliness thing.
It's not quite a cleanliness thing. It's not exactly a synonym for slutty. Like, skanky is not exactly a synonym for slutty. It's, in my understanding of it, it's somewhere sort of between slutty and trashy. I can think of young women that my mother would have called skanks when I was growing up, and they, it was, it is always about white women. I don't know if anybody else can be a skank. There's a lot of slicked back hair. There's a lot of hoop earrings, but again, only white women. Yeah, there's, it's like a very particular kind
It's a
of,
lower
it's
back
more of a,
tattoo situation.
it's a lower back tattoo situation. It's a tattoo of on the chest situation on a woman. It's yeah, it's trashy, it's tacky, and it's slutty all at once, but it's, the emphasis isn't on being slutty. It's, the emphasis is on an aesthetic. And it may imply that you're slutty, but it really, what it's about the way you look.
The packaging.
Yeah,
Interesting.
the wrapper. It's not a good wrapper. Yeah.
The anyway, this entire showdown between Jody and Christina is incredibly difficult to watch because
It is.
the amount of, there's something toxically maternal about it too, which I noticed. Like,
Yes.
she is very much treating Christina like she probably treats her daughter off camera. There was one quote in particular that stood out to me, which is, "Why are you crying? You're crying because of your behavior,"
Oh my
which
God.
is such a toxic thing for
Evil
a
mom
mother
thing.
thing. It's you did this to yourself. Don't you dare make me feel bad for
Yeah.
what you've done. Which
Yeah.
I've personally never had the impulse when someone's crying. I mean, I understand crocodile tears are crocodile tears, but
Sure.
I generally don't have the impulse to see someone. This, I think, is, and I think this is, number, I'm not a psychologist, but this is not psychological advice. But I think one of the clearest tells of either narcissistic tendencies or some borderline narcissistic tendencies are when you get angry when someone has a genuine emotional reaction to you, usually a negative emotional reaction. If you see someone crying because you've hurt them and that annoys you, it doesn't make you feel bad. That's a narcissist. You might be a narcissist.
Oh, wow. Whew. Bringing that back. I mean, we are in 2012, so not shocking. Okay, but yeah, there is something very, I don't, I hate, actually. I will absolutely, I'm going to stand on business. I hate calling people narcissists. In terms of they have narcissistic personality disorder, therefore they're a narcissist. No, no, no.
I don't mean it clinically. I just want to say, I want to
No,
say,
I know that.
everyone has narcissistic qualities.
For sure.
But the
This
what
is one
I
of the things, though. This is an indicator that you have a very, you're the, nar like we say, everybody has narcissistic tendencies, but it has progressed, these narcissistic tendencies have progressed when you display anger, annoyance, frustration, to someone else's
Scorn.
reaction to you.
And I think I'll rephrase because I don't want to diagnose either. And I do think narcissism is overused as a way to explain
Overused
people's
and
behavior.
narcissistic personality disorder is rare.
It is. It scares me, is what I meant. I think I meant to say. It scares me to see someone react to tears, tears that appear to be genuine, tears of hurt with, ugh, ugh, that scorn scares me. Because now I know I'm
Even
dealing with someone who has real trouble with empathy.
absolutely, absolutely, and even like the, and this extends to other kinds of genuine emotional reactions, right? People get frustrated or annoyed or angry with people who are crying out of frustration, which is a thing. Like, I am a person who can absolutely, if I get really frustrated, I can start to not be able to get the words out and I can start to cry from frustration. And to get mad at me for not being able to get the words out, starting to cry, these kinds of things. Not only does this not help the situation, but it does absolutely indicate that you don't think you could have done anything that could have brought this situation on. That this is all to do with me, who has started to have an emotional reaction to something and can't, like, is struggling to regulate, like, 'cause that's real, right? You're struggling to, like, keep certain things under control. You're struggling to keep a lid on something. It's a scary person to be around. I've met people like this. It's a really scary person to be around. They're
For
frightening.
sure. And there's a oh God, I can remember teachers that were like that, which is horrifying. But it's also a massive argumentative fallacy, right? To like ignore the content of what someone's saying and be like, calm down, calm down. You're being hysterical, calm down.
That's right.
Anytime I hear that, see that
Gives you
written on X or whatever,
the
I'm like, oh, you don't have anything to say. You're critiquing the
The
packaging.
packaging.
And not engaging with the content, because engaging with the content, you have to reckon with the fact that you have hurt someone, that you are emotionally abusing. I mean, we watched Christina get emotionally abused on camera. Like, it was really, really hard to watch. I felt very bad for her, more so than I think I've ever felt bad for a housewife, like while watching them weather.
Yeah, it was really uncomfortable. And like I said, I watched this episode like 3 times, but I only watched that last confrontation, I think, once. And it was just now. Like, it started, and I was like, I can't do this.
I know. I just like
It's really hard to watch.
I wanted to teleport into her body and like be her for a moment so I
I
could
know. And just
absolutely
slap her.
just it's also so easy. It's such low-hanging fruit. This is why we're gonna get political here for a moment. Like, I have no problem with responding to like Trump supporters with like basic insults. Republican
Yeah, no.
makeup, it's hilarious.
It's hilarious. It
Because
looks bad.
they do not respond to anything more complicated than petty shame. And Jody's the same type of person. Just look at her Twitter page. Like,
Ooh, it's dark over there.
all you have
Ugh.
to do is say, when's the last time you changed those extensions out? And she's
They're
gonna
growing out of
short,
your head.
she's going to short circuit because she isn't affected by accusation. If you call her a bad person, she's gonna be like, I'm not a bad person, you're being hysterical. But if you call her ugly, if you call her a grotsky little goblin with overgrown extensions and
And an ugly
crazy
dress.
rusty fake eyelashes, she's gonna lose your
Ugh.
mind.
Yeah,
So
no, it's true.
I have no problem with that. I like there's this woman on TikTok who is, you may have seen her, she's a former Southern conservative. And she her new thing now is like bring back like mean liberals essentially. So she basically gets on TikTok and she finds like people saying awful things about like trans people or immigrants or what have you. And she just proceeds to completely take apart everything about them, their appearance, their lifestyle choices, like everything. And it's so nice to watch. I like that we're returning to that a little bit.
Yeah, I think sometimes you just need to be fucking mean.
You just need to be a
Like,
dick.
yeah, it's okay.
Speak their language.
Speak their language, and frankly, if you need to get them off your back, it's a great way to do it.
Yeah, people who wield humiliation as a tool can it's fighting fire with fire, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
And you run a higher risk, though. You do run a high risk of them going absolutely nuclear on you.
Yes.
And
Yeah. There's
And
that.
usually the people who are like who have like a humiliation kink like this,
They're just waiting for a
they're
reason.
they ha do have ammunition saved up. So you have to, if you're gonna do it, you got to be brave. And you know, being that kind of bravery is hard. That's a hard kind of bravery.
It is, but it's so interesting. Christina's when we first met her, I would have thought she was the kind of woman who could handle someone like Jody very easily. Because when she's not upset, she delivers like very calmly and seems very sure of herself and almost a little like icy and intimidating and judgmental. But she kind of cracks immediately under even like the slightest criticism, which is sort of disappointing, but it's also kind of adorable.
So, as we're, I guess we're coming to the end here. I have an image of Jody that I need to share.
Who did that?
That was, a friend of mine who may appear on a future episode.
Can we put it in the show notes?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
I'll make sure for sure, but
like an Edvard Munch situation.
yeah, because she started to watch along and she texted me and she goes, "I fucking hate this bitch."
She is truly the worst one I've ever seen on a housewife show. Like she is, there's nothing likable about her. She's
No, she's
terrifying.
zero redeeming qualities. She's mean, she's rude, she's nasty. She loves to humiliate.
She's
She's
unwashed.
unclean.
That hair is not washed.
No, it I'm that is like months of dry shampoo. It's
Just
disgusting. Her
lying
hair looks like a
flat.
rat's nest. Channeling my mom with that one, calling hair a rat's nest, but that's what that hair is. Yeah, so yes, that I'm sure can go in the show notes, but she's no redeeming qualities, not one.
I think the last episode of the season, we will do a deep dive on the life of Jody Clayman.
I'm because we don't have reunions for this, do we?
Do we not?
I don't know that we do. Well, if
Let
they,
me,
we should
maybe
find out.
we'll find out. And but in any event, reunion or no event, we're gonna because we can't just keep sprinkling it into episodes. We need to like, there's
We're
so
gonna need
much.
to deal with it.
It's
Yeah,
so
it's true.
wild. So we will return to Jody, the life and times of the Wicked Witch of the North.
The Wicked Witch of the
Of the
West.
North,
I'm
Northwest
sorry,
of the
that's the
Pacific, the
West. And for
Pacific.
Canada,
For
that's the
Canada, it's the
West.
West. For us, it's the Northwest. I don't know. It's Oscars night. Wicked is on the brain.
Fair enough.
All right. Well,
All right.
until next week.
We'll see ya.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Not Above It, the podcast for serious people who love unserious TV. You can follow the show on Instagram at NotAboveItPod, and you can email me your thoughts, concerns, criticisms, hopes, dreams, love letters, diatribes, whatever you got, to notaboveitpodcast@gmail.com. I would love it if you could also please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, and I'd be ever so grateful if you could rate and review it. Please be kind, or don't. Spicy reviews are fine. They're welcome. They keep things interesting. All right. Until next time, friends. Bye.